Hey, this is Brian Friedman with Nola V and WWNO Radio. I'm here with Darcy Jones, president of the New Orleans Beekeepers Club. Welcome, Darcy.
Hi.
Now, what kind of qualities in a person make them able to work with bees?
I find beekeepers are just a little bit different kind of characters. You know, saying you're a beekeeper always gets someone's interest because there's a lot of fears about bees. A lot of bad movies about killer bees and, you know, bad articles, but bees are very friendly for the most part. And if you know how to read them, then you know how to treat them, and then you won't get hurt yourself.
Now, why would people want to keep bees?
I got interested from a pollination standpoint. As people start looking at their food chain and what they're putting in their bodies, they start looking at organic, they start growing their own food, and when they do that, they realize that that food needs to be pollinated. And so I got very fascinated with bees. Found out that I really did not need them to pollinate my mulberry tree, but I was interested enough to pursue it.
And how are bees important to our survival as humans?
Different studies say that, you know, 1 out of 3 bites of what you eat is pollinated by a bee or another pollinator.
Wow.
That's a lot of food.
That is.
You know, if you went into your fruit market and looked at all the oranges and all the different things that would not get pollinated if bees were not here, then you'd be missing out on a lot.
I guess, what are some of the aspects of bees, you know, their social structure, things like that, that you find most interesting?
Oh, they put a good TV drama to shame. They have a queen that is served day and night.
Okay.
They have drones, which are the boy bees. Mm-hmm. And when they're done with the drones, they kick them out the front door and they don't come back.
Now, it's funny you mention that because a friend of mine was explaining sort of the reproductive process for bees. And I know this is a family radio station, but it didn't sound too great for the male.
No.
If it's possible to go into that just a little bit.
The male bees, when they hang around the hive, they are treated nicely, they're fed, and they're sent out into the world to mate with a new queen, a virgin queen. And what they do is they find a designated area up in the sky somewhere. The virgin queen will mate with 10 to 15 drones. But when they do that, they lose their life.
They die. Oh, my goodness. Are the populations still on the decline?
They're not being maintained. There's more kill-offs than there used to be. Part of it is different pests that are attacking the bees than there used to be. Part of it is chemical exposure. So there's different variables. They started treating bees like indentured servants, taking them from crop to crop to pollinate, and it's not healthy. They need a variety of different pollens and foods, and so when you give them nothing but a monoculture, it weakens them.
If someone's out there listening and they're interested and this is something they want to get involved with, what would you suggest to them?
Get out your library card. Go to the library, check out the books, read the books.
Mm-hmm.
We have a meeting in New Orleans now that we meet every second Thursday of the month.
Okay.
Come listen to people talk.
Uh-huh.
We will guide you through beekeeping on a budget.
Mm-hmm.
We'll guide you through specific problems that you're having. We have a question and answer session every meeting about each member's specific problem that month.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about seasonal variances and how to keep the bees.
Mm-hmm. Darcy, I want to thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
For WWNO Radio and Nola V, this is Brian Friedman signing off.